Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is Point of View. My name is Phimelo Modena. Wednesday it is. So that means just after 9 o'clock, we welcome all your calls. 086-00-00-959. Voice notes as well, 063-688-0959. That's for all your legal questions. This is the day where you get to ask all your questions without any fees. She is absolutely free, but fantastic. If there's anything she cannot answer, she definitely comes back with a response the following week, or at least brings an expert if needs be. So that's Ntabi Singh Dubazana, who's going to take all your legal questions. Send them in early if you can, please, so that she can go through them and get you the best legal advice. So that's going to be happening just after 9 o'clock. Folks, you remember we had a conversation about Emfuleni Municipality. And that was with News 24 journalist Sikonati Manjanja, who gave us, you know, and was very, very, very generous. Went to Emfuleni. In fact, he says a colleague sent him there and said, you know, just come and have a look. They drove around and he says, you know, look, everywhere. There was sewage everywhere. Spoke to one or two families where literally sewage was seeping through. Literally in people's homes. And you know, the description was just unbelievable. And he says, you know, people have been living like this for more than 20 years. And there seems to be no movement. He did some digging and we have a report here that is absolutely shocking. How does a municipality where people, and in fact, just to make this point before I go on, since the report, since those visuals and an article he started writing about his experience, that was back in 2024, around about October, he then published a story. And he says, in fact, you know, after a little bit of pushback, the municipality started fixing some things. So things started moving, right? So that was a fantastic development. However, the DA then posed a question to the MEC of COCTA about the situation in Emfuleni. The report that was given was absolutely shocking. We're told about 640 million rand was sent back to Treasury. And once you send it back to Treasury, you can't get it back. You'd have to go and start again and ask for more money and explain why you're looking for more money. But if you cannot spend the money, that's it. This is the money in a municipality where people are living with sewage and have been living with sewage for years. 3 billion rands over 5 years loss of water. That's what MEC of COCTA says. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we're going to try and get more information, but I'm just giving you top level of what is wrong in that municipality. Please tell me, if you have family in Emfuleni, if you perhaps are from Emfuleni, or you are in Emfuleni, I would like your comments on this. That the municipality has sent back 640 million of money that was meant for infrastructure, what does that say to you as a resident of Emfuleni? 086-00-00-959. You can also send those voice notes on 063-688-0959. We also are going to be going to a community we spoke to earlier on in the week. Pumlamqashi is a community really close to Lanesia. It's an informal settlement. They've been there for a while. There've been issues, water issues. And just to recap quickly, after some time, they started, let's say, stealing water from the neighboring neighborhood, Lanesia. The municipality, which is Joburg Water, then started being tough, cutting off water. The municipality also brought in JoJo tanks. However, the residents are saying those JoJo tanks are dirty. The water there is not the kind of water they would like to consume. The story has moved. There were some protests. There were, you know, some meetings that took place and things evolved. On Monday, unfortunately, there was a meeting. Rubber bullets and stun grenades were all over the place. And we spoke to MMC Mabaso, who unfortunately is not going to be talking to us because he didn't attend the meeting that he told us was going to take place today. So we'll give you that update with the community leader there in a short while. But I want to start here with that Emfuleni story.
Point of View.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
Goodness, we spoke a few weeks ago to Sikonath Mantshantsha, where, you know, he was just really explaining to us his experience of what he saw when he started visiting Emfuleni after a tip-off. Somebody said, come and have a look. And he went there and did some digging and he didn't have to go very far. Sewage everywhere. That's what he told us. We're back here with, my goodness, what a reveal. Sikonathi, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thank you so much, Kimera, for inviting me. Good evening to the Kaya people.
Shocking, shocking report. Wasteland is what this is called. I want us to maybe, I was just telling the listeners earlier, that we are looking here at numbers and figures of about 640 million rand that had to go back to Treasury because it wasn't spent on the back of what you were telling us were challenges in the municipality because there was no water, I mean, there was no money to fix the infrastructure.
Pamela, it's not that there is no money to fix the infrastructure. There is no will to fix the infrastructure. There is no plan. Mm. There is no skill to fix the infrastructure. The money is there. They had to return it to Treasury, not once, but over a period of 5 years. They kept returning the bulk of the allocation, which has totaled 640 million rands. They were only able to use 278 million rands to spend on infrastructure. So they were allocated 914 million rands from the municipal infrastructure grant, but they couldn't do anything about the money. Now, that tells you the issue is not the availability or lack of money. The issue is, are they able to, do they want to spend the money? Do they even have a plan how they are going to fix this? This happens at the same time as things are literally broken everywhere. How on earth they are not able to fix, to buy new pipes and dig up and take out the old ones, replace with new and more suitable sewage pipes is I have not a clue and no explanation from the municipality why they are not able to do this.
So there would have to be a process where they go back and reapply for more money and more funding. And I'm wondering whether what mechanism is going to be used this time around to try and claw back what's been lost.
They have to present to the National Treasury a very credible plan that shows they will be able to spend the money and spend it for the purposes for which it was intended. So far, they have been allocated a whole lot more than they have been able to spend, and they couldn't spend the money. So if they want it, they must be able to show that we have the capacity now, we have the skill to spend the money. And here's a plan that has to be approved, because Treasury won't just throw cash at anyone. They will fund the infrastructure. They will fund a plan that meets the requirements.
Yep.
But the Emfuleni municipality for 5 years has not been able to do that. And the result is that people have literally to live in excrement in that whole area. That's Sibukeng, Everton, Boipatong, Sharpeville, and parts of the town itself of Vereeniging.
So is there a sense that you get when you've been engaging with them and you noted some improvements? Do you think they have the requisite skills in the municipality to at least present a credible plan to Treasury?
You know, let me go back one step. I think there might be a bit of some conflation here.
Sure.
It's Mogale City Municipality that I was dealing with in our earlier talk a few weeks ago. Now, this
Got
is
you.
A different municipality
yes.
altogether.
This is Emfuleni, yes.
Local municipality. Yes. Now, there we have part of the problem when the minister, or then Minister of Water and Sanitation, Senzo Mkhunu, he actually played a really big role in reducing the impact of the pollution and reducing the severity of the thing. When he intervened, back in 2021 through Section 63 of the Water Act, appointed Rand Water and said, Rand Water, please go run the infrastructure, the waste infrastructure of Emfuleni. That means the sewer treatment plants, or the old thing that we used to call a sewage farm, and the sewer pump stations that make sure that you are able to pump the wastewater or the sewer into the sewage farms. So the Rand Water has done a really great job there. It has fixed all the three pumps, the wastewater plants that were not working when it got appointed. 45 of the municipalities' power pump stations were not working. They are now all working. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem are the pipes that run underneath mm-hmm. the townships and the area. The pipes are totally inadequate as in size. They are small, so they block often. They are always blocked, and the manholes where you see sewer just spilling out of these pipes, that is the municipality to fix. Rand Water has fixed the machines, has maintained the machines, but the municipality is unable to dig up the pipes and replace them with suitable pipes, which then leaves people. For example, Masa Mukwena is 64 years old. She's been living in a section called, ironically, it's called Kanana. You know what Kanana means, Canaan. She lives in a place called Kanana, where as soon as the government built her a house, the RDP house, to move her from the shack that she used to live in, the sewer problems started in that whole section. This was 20 years ago, and they have never stopped. It really did get to me when she said, if you live in a township, you have no dignity. Nobody cares. They are doing absolutely nothing to solve the problem. They have been living every day, every minute, with sewer spilling into, filling her whole yard, that you cannot just walk or sit outside your own yard.
You know, Sukhanati, and thanks for that, by the way, just to correct me, because isn't it just weird and it's strange that the problems are so similar? And you're absolutely right. It's my mistake. And this is now we're talking about Emfuleni, not Mogale City. But I mean, look at the similarities, and it's chilling.
The similarities are chilling. The problem with Emfuleni, which is what we are discussing now, is that it's four times bigger than in Mogale.
Yeah, yeah.
In Mogale, you only have about 250,000 people living in that municipal area. At Emfuleni, there's easily 1 million people. At least those are the official statistics. But that whole area, which is much bigger, I had to start at Mogale City because it's smaller. You could quickly isolate the problem and learn as much as you can. I'm now applying the knowledge from there to a much bigger area, which flows directly into the Vaal River. You and I are drinking water coming from the Vaal River.
Yeah.
Everyone living in Gauteng, everyone living in certain parts of the Free State, and certainly most of Mpumalanga, rely on water that comes from the Vaal River, including those people that buy bottled water. It comes from the Vaal River. So you have similar problems in this instance on a much bigger scale, four times the population of Mogale City. And the problem has been going on for as long as it has at Mogale City. And the reason for all of this, the municipality decided never to spend money on maintenance.
You know, the sense that you have now with the current, I don't know, with the current municipal managers, do you think there is the will, and you spoke earlier on about the willingness to actually get things done. Is there momentum? Do you think with all that we've been hearing, including, I suppose, discussions at provincial level, that maybe there's enough pressure now to get things going?
Pinelo, it's hard for me to say there is enough pressure. In both instances, let's take Emfuleni now, where they have had to return 640 million rands, two-thirds of their infrastructure grant, return to Treasury and say, sorry, we can't spend this. So that obviously tells you there is no will to spend the money. There is absolutely no will and no pressure. There's been a lot of media coverage of this thing. It's been an outrage for about 5 years, which forced the minister at the time of sanitation and water, Mr. Senzo Mchunu, to appoint Rand Water and take away the powers from the municipality. That's how we have been able to fix the pump stations, the wastewater plants. So those are working. But someone still has to do their job in the municipality and go and dig up the pipes. You go to Everton Mall, you will not be able to drive on the roads because the roads have now been destroyed by this constant flow of dirty and stinking water. People no longer drive on the left-hand side of the road as we do in South Africa. They drive on what's left of the road. There's constantly traffic jams there because there are huge ditches and craters that people cannot drive on. So the situation requires serious intervention. Obviously, the municipality appears to not care. They in fact told me the residents are responsible for this mess because they keep.
In what way?
Yes, they told me literally that the residents are responsible for the problems of Mfuleni. It's in the story. The spokesperson wrote in an email and said they are responsible by throwing things, foreign objects such as nappies, such as used condoms, such as sanitary pads into their toilets, and they claim, of course, not without any truth, but that's really just shifting the blame from their own failures to the residents.
Yeah.
They say you throw stuff in there that you should not be throwing in, and that's why we have this problem. But that doesn't explain how they then come and unblock the drain at Kanana. And an hour later, it's back again. It's blocked again. That doesn't explain. They come and remove all these foreign objects because, come on, what amount of nappies can anyone family throw in the toilet? Which should not go in there anyway. Let's agree on that. It should not even go there. But is it possible that the whole township is doing that, and the whole township is happy to live in excrement that's flowing into their properties?
Your sense of the mayor, Sekonati, what's your sense of the mayor?
I avoid at all costs dealing with politicians.
Yes.
This is infrastructure which is the responsibility of the city manager, who confirmed to the Democratic Alliance that they have returned the 640 million rand. This is the infrastructure is the responsibility of civil servants, not politicians. So I have dealt only with the civil servants whose duty it is. The mayors will only tell you what they think people want to know in order to keep voting for them. My experience where I dealt directly with the mayor, because I doorstepped him, I had been informed of his movements, it was at Mohale City. So fortunately for me, he agreed to accompany me to that street where there were the biggest problems, where the sewer was coming from, inside people's homes, inside their houses. He went there and made a lot of promises on the 31st of October 2024 and said they would stop this. Today, that problem has not stopped. So there is not much use for any journalist in dealing with politicians for a matter that is the responsibility of the administration, of the civil servants, of the municipality itself, the state. That's what I did. As I say, the fact that monies get returned to Treasury is a direct failure of the teams that are led by the city manager, who by law is responsible for the infrastructure.
Sekonati Mantshantsha, really appreciate your time there. News 24 article is in the News 24 platform. You can get the entire report there. But I don't want to keep you waiting because the mayor of Mfuleni is on the line with us. Mayor Sipokadebe, thank you very much for making time for us. Good evening.
Good evening, and greetings to you and greetings to the listeners at home.
Mr. Mayor, we've been hearing shocking reports on the state of the municipality. Just maybe at high level, you probably have also seen this report yourself. You know what kind of responses that were given to the DA. What are your response to what we are hearing has happened to Mfuleni?
Now, thanks once again for an opportunity to let us as people of Mfuleni to come and clarify some of the things that we see from different medias that are speaking about us. But one of the things where I want to depart, it is where I want to speak about the report that has been there that says that there is money that has been sent back, and whereas we could have used it for other means. The question that must supposed to be asked is, what happened and what led to that? That, you know, at the end of whatever that happened, and the money sent back. But where I want us to start is that in 2022, as the sixth administration of the municipality, when we came in 2021 November, but as we progressed to 2022. October, November. By that time, the municipal expenditure, as far as the MIG is concerned, was sitting at around 44%. But then what happened? Then ODIL came in, whereby Rand Water and Eskom attached to the account of the municipality, which made it difficult for the municipality to have any transaction. But the only money that we were getting, it is when we are supposed to pay salaries. We wrote to the premier, we wrote to minister to say, can whatever attachment not impact negatively on the MIGs? Unfortunately, you know, almost the whole of 2023 and from November up until September, 2023, we've not been getting anything, and we were unable to transact. And the biggest shock then it became on the attachment, because we couldn't get access to the money except only for the salaries. That is one of the reasons. And this is something that happened over a number of years, not only just in one financial year, as it is portrayed or even told outside.
Well, the report says over 5 years. Let's talk about why the Rand Water itself had attached the accounts of the municipality.
Yeah, there are many reasons, as you indicated, that it indicates from as far as 2018-2019, where Rand Water was saying that the municipality has been entering into agreement to say, we'll be in a position to pay you this X amount of money over a certain period, and failure to do that, you know, and that led that Rand Water at the end then said no, because we are not honoring some of the agreements that they've made. And because of that, you know, they said, well, let us activate the writ that we had over the municipality, which is the writ that says that if you don't pay us, and then we are attaching the account. Same as Rand Water, the same thing has been happening, and over a number of years. We tried to intervene, we spoke to Rand Water to show them that, you know, one of the biggest challenges of the municipality, it was revenue. That, you know, what we were getting, you know, as far as revenue is concerned, it was not enough for us, because remember that electricity and Renault are the biggest creditors of the municipality, and you know the cross also subsidized on other things that the municipality has been pursued to do. So when we failed to honor those payments, then that's when they activated the writ to attach the account.
It's a catch-22 situation, because yes, you have revenue issues, but you have money, other monies from Treasury that you should have been using, that unfortunately, as a result of the fact that your accounts were attached, you couldn't use. But it's a chicken and an egg thing. Had you anyway been using the money that was given to you by Treasury before the accounts were attached?
Yes, as I indicated that, by the time in 2022, November, our expenditure as far as MIG is concerned was around 44%.
That's low.
Which is the normal standard, it was 40%. So that means we were also then moving fairly, that if it was not an attachment, like in an instant right now as we speak, you know, we are at on the 31st of December, we were at 54% expenditure. So we were spending, you know, moving very swiftly with that up until then the mishap of that attachment then affected us very negatively.
Yes. Mr. Mayor, 44% is not a good number for a municipality that's, whose infrastructure is not maintained. Why is it 44?
When I'm saying 44 is that our financial year started on the 1st of July. So from the 1st of July to November, it's about it is within the first quarter, you know, or maybe towards the second quarter, mm-hmm. which is showing that, you know, during the second quarter, you know, we were moving very well. And, you know, considering with some of the things that have been happening prior to this sixth administration came in, but we said that, you know, we remain committed to say that the government or the governance is continuous, and therefore we also need to work very much hard so that we can deal with this. So as I'm saying that according to the standard and norms, it will tell you that at about December, at least if we say that there might be challenges, the municipality must have spent around 40%. So we were above 40% in November. So if we were allowed that change up until December, the situation could have been different. And though we know that the challenges are many, but we are not saying that we are going to get rid of all the problems that we have. But we said the difference will be, could have been a noticeable one. And, you know, whereas today we will say that with what we did in 2022, 2023, and this is where we are, and then we tried to move very positive, but it always had that negative impact.
Okay, we're here now. What's the state of the affairs in your coffers, and are you able to transact now?
Yes, yes. Hence, I'm indicating that currently, as we speak, through MIG, we on the 31st of December, we were at 54%. And I can tell you that whatever that has been allocated to the municipality, by May, we will have nothing. And of which the MM was also telling me that we have also, we started making an application of getting extra 40 million because we see that by June, you know, whatever that has been allocated to us shall have been spent, all of it. So where we are, I can promise that, yes, we are moving very positive.
So what are your priorities in the spending this money?
The priorities in spending, there are a lot of collapsed lines. You know, the infrastructure around Nfuleni, you know, in many of the areas, you know, most of our areas are all townships, whereby, you know, our target is that we need to fix or, you know, those lines that have collapsed to restore them. And that's where bulk of the money that we are utilizing, it is coming in working around that. Secondly, you know, last year we purchased about 6 compactor trucks, you know, for waste collection, and of which we know that it is not enough. We are also looking at increasing the number so that we should be in a position to cover a very wide range of our area. I will say that, yes, as far as waste is concerned, we know we have challenges, but we are moving in. As far as fixing those collapsed lines, it is a serious concern, but there are certain that we are addressing. So part of that money will be in a position to target mainly on the two, on the sewer and then on the waste management. Those will be two priorities that we have currently.
Mr. Mayor, if you don't mind, I've got people flooding the lines from Mfuleni. We didn't line these up, but Sol is a resident there. Sol, a very good evening to you. Mr. Mayor is on the line. Good evening. Sol? All right, I'm going to move right along. Lulamile is also calling from Mfuleni. Lulamile, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, madam. How are you doing?
I'm good. Please go ahead, sir.
Madam, the constitution was signed in our area, which guaranteed us basic services, water, sanitation, etc. It's painful. It's a shameful experience. We are employees. I don't think there are companies or municipalities want to employ us because of the situation. People are thinking we are all incompetent. We are corrupt. We don't know what we are doing. And I want to say, not all of us. Not all of us. The investigation said there's no willingness. This has been accumulative. It's been years. So a Human Rights Commission produced a report. Then there was the intervention, Section 63. There's 139 twice. And it seems the situation is not moving. The solution, madam, and to the residents, we need people who can be leaders, who can put the interest and the constitution as a priority. Such huge amount of money cannot go back with the challenges that we're experiencing. We as a resident, even as an employee, it pains us when such reports and images are projected. We are even ashamed sometimes to say, I work for Mfuleni. And they ask you, what are you doing? And it's not nice. It's not good. And it's unethical what is happening. We need leadership commitment, political and administrative. Employees, if you can look at the morale in the institution, it's very low, purely because of the reports and what is happening. We cannot, as South Africans, be silent and think everything is okay. It is not okay. We need something. If we have to pray to God, He must come and intervene. This is not right. This is against our rights as employees and as residents. I can cite even my own personal experience. My experience. I had an account. For the first time, they say I owe municipality 12,000 rand on rates and taxes. Never owed the municipality. Started this year. I went to query. You know, there are maybe five consultants in revenue section. I'm asking this lady, look, there's a policy. No employee of the municipality must owe the municipality. If I owe, we must apply the code of conduct. You can't switch my electricity off and my services because the police must apply. You must come and say, Chichiba, you owe this much. What is the arrangement? That's what the code and the agreement that we have in the LLF. This lady could not even articulate what I was saying. She asked me to bring the police. No, you are the custodian of the police. So there are systematic and leadership issues, and we've got people who do not really, not all of us. There are people who just do as they are told, which is unethical. That's why we've got legislation. The issue of huge amount of money going to Treasury, one of the things, it's planning and execution. We were trained how to use municipal finances and how to implement projects. And we've got a university, Val University of Technology. It produces engineers. I've been saying, why don't we take top 10 in electrical, mechanical, all engineering faculty? Because our challenges are engineering challenges. We need engineering solutions. But there is a pushback or reluctance to do what is right.
I so appreciate you calling. Thank you. Sorry, I think you wanted to say something else?
No, ma'am. I'm just saying there's people who are willing. They are graduates. They are competent people. Give us an opportunity to put things right in this municipality. Just in closing, this one is personal. I applied for the position. And even today, it's in the courts. Why you did not shortlist me? I'm a certified ethics officer. I've got the qualification from University of Pretoria on municipal finances. 16 years experience in that municipality in one position as the manager. Simple question. Why did you not shortlist me? It pains me. So how about the next generation? I've got wealth of experience. I'm qualified. I was overlooked. I decided to go to court. So this is the situation. And it's not only me, there's a number of issues. Human capital is suffering. We are not appointing. We are not appointing. I hope one day I will have a discussion, maybe with relevant people. There are people who've got solutions. These are engineering problems needing engineering solutions and financial management prudence and leadership. Thank you.
Wow. Mayor of Imfuleni is listening to this conversation I've just had with Lulamile, who called in. Mr. Mayor, Mayor Sipogadebe, I hope you're still there. Do you want to respond to that? Do you have engineering challenges in the city?
Thank you very much, sis. And you know what Lulamile was saying. I agree with him that the challenges of Imfuleni on these ones that we have been electrical challenges, not electrical, in fact, engineering challenges, because you look at our roads, you look at the water and sanitation challenges and electrical. But one can tell that if we go into the structure of the municipality, we know one department that where we have made a significant progress on, it is on an infrastructure department, whereby we have a full complement of engineers that have been employed by municipality. And we are then also moving to other various departments. So it is something that we have acknowledged, we have seen it, but we are waiting to improve on it. It is not just that we saw it and then we did nothing about it. Yes, we do. We are working around it. But on the issues of shortlisting and not what, I will not want to comment on those because I don't know which post was that and what was the opinion. Because I, at some interviews, I don't see it. The only interview I ever said that it was when we interviewed the municipal manager of the institution, who also happened to be an engineer, because we said, this is the kind of a caliber that we want.
So, you know, you seem to have the impression that things are moving. And I say have the impression because, as my colleague said, Sikhonati Manjanja, you don't actually do the work. You have people on the ground who are doing the work. You believe that they are doing the right thing. When do you think things are going to be visible, that things are happening?
You know, the reason I will speak as if I have that impression is that I did a lot of oversight. And, you know, in many of the areas where things are not happening, I've been there. Where things are happening, I've been there. So, you know, and we have also encouraged our mayoral committee members and also the Section 80s, which in the main are the councillors who sit in those Section 80s, to say, let us play our oversight role so that when some of the reports are tabulated or given to us, at least we will be saying that we know this, we have seen, we've been there. But what you wrote here is not what we have seen. So we are doing a lot of oversight, and some of the employees in the municipality, they will tell you that many of them, we have visited various departments, you know, from library, sports department, environment. In many of them, we do meet them and also listen to the challenges and try to find solutions that how best can we deal. So we are not just receiving reports, but we are following them up.
Let me say quickly, Mutamai, also in Imfuleni. Mutamai, please quickly for me. Go ahead.
Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm well. Go ahead, sir.
I am well. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Mr. Mayor is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Ma'am, I would like to differ with everything that the mayor is saying or trying to discuss with you there. And I've also wondered, where is he staying in Val? Because if he's staying in Val, he has to use the same routes that we are using going to his office, from his office going to his house. The infrastructure in Val has collapsed in a way that it needs to be redone completely, because there is no maintenance in Val. You check the stormwater drainage, it's blocked. There is no maintenance at all. You will never see people who are working in the stormwater department coming to clean out the debt that it could be in the stormwater drainage. Our roads collapsed.
potholes everywhere. Electricity.
Let me give him a chance to respond quickly. Mr. Mayor, where are you staying? You don't have to give us the address, but are you staying in Mpuleni?
I'm staying in Tsepong. Maybe Ntatem Tsamai is one of the very few people who don't know where I stay, but many people will tell you that I'm a child who was born here in Everton.
Do you have sewage in your yard?
Here in Everton, and I'm still staying here in Tsepong, which is not far from Everton.
Do you have sewage coming into your yard, Mr. Mayor?
In my yard.
Yes, people have given us pictures of sewage in their yards.
There are many of the houses where you won't find sewage that is coming in. I can tell you one example that this morning, and somebody from my ward came to me and said that, look at these pictures, and said, tell me what happened. That said, someone, our neighbor, you know, built a wall on top of our servitude, and which is at some point causing some of these damages. And yes, you know, in my area where I'm staying, even people will tell you that it does happen that now and again, you know, we'll see the sewer running into our streets, and I will report like anybody that is expected to report, and they will come and, you know, be in a position to deal or address that. But after some time, as we speak about the aged infrastructure, which we are still working on, taking on improving it in a greater sense, we still have those challenges. But we can tell that in some areas, there are areas where they can tell you that for the past 2 years or 3 years, we've not been, because at some point we responded, we took out those old pipes and then we put in new pipes, and those pipes are working, you know, tremendously and in the community. So it's a thing of the past. So not all of our areas. Unfortunately, the challenge is too big. But yes, we do have appetite to address and work around this.
Mayor of Mfuleni, I really appreciate you giving us your time. Sipuga Dube, as he responds to that report that was, it's actually, as I told you, it's on News 24. You can have a look at it. 640 million sent right back to Treasury after 5 years of it not being used. I'll take your calls on 086-000-0959. And I also take voice notes on 0636880959. When I come back, I come to the MMC in Johannesburg of, in fact, it's, you know, Dr. Mgonisha Jaku, who went out today to have a look at some of these derelict buildings. He's the MMC of Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg. He's going to give us some feedback.
You know, it's not really only Mfuleni. This thing is, I think it's a Gauteng problem. Go to your hijacked building there in CBD, Johannesburg. You'll see like there's water in basements, like sewage water. You can't even get inside. People stay there. I'm hoping that this Expropriation Act works, and they maybe turn this into your student accommodations, because people have hijacked them and they are not taken care of. Like, it's inhumane. What's happening in those buildings? It's inhumane. Okay. Same sense. It's a good.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.